You will get hurt. Don't take my cotton candy.
No! What?
Oh god, now it smells like sulfur.
You get that? It's like gonna be the beginning of our podcast. Oh god, it smells like sulfur.
What is.
Oh my, there's a needle! What the.
Back off, Sadie. Fucking cotton candy.
No!
Please don't stab my dog with a needle, please.
What's with it? I'm not. I should
just
be trusted
with leave
this.
It on the table!
Did you not know I'm coming over?
I didn't realize they were still there. So. What are you doing?
Did you want to record my vagina? Like, I'm confused. I'm getting
not on audio, but.
Oh.
Are you? Are
Look
you
at
fine?
It. Look at it.
It's moving. Just move it closer to you, please.
My mouth is not fucking close enough for you. God.
It's fine. This is fine.
Oh, you give me the janky one.
I wasn't planning on it being the janky one, okay? You're the one who ordered these. Miss Bunny?
Why does that sound so fucking sexual?
It's funny. What comes to your mind when you think of Supernatural?
Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Oh, God. You said you wanted to do this.
Yeah, we're doing it. We need like a countdown or something, or just like a hand signal. I don't.
You wouldn't pay attention if there was either of those.
Sammy, thank you for hacking on me. Greatly appreciate it. She alright?
I don't know. Honestly, I really don't.
Did you dig into your garage for some cotton candy?
Yeah. Got a problem? Yeah, I have an addiction.
Wait, did you get that whole thing on there? Like me playing with the match and needle and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Good.
Okay, well, I can edit through this. Maybe.
That's what cotton candy is, maybe. Thank you, lady. Yeah.
Oh, why don't you ask? Pick up your notes. Damn, don't throw them all over the goddamn basement.
Tell you what to do. Okay, it's not even on the recording, and I can hear you smacking your cotton candy around your mouth. Yeah, Sammy. Sammy agrees.
Sammy's just here to clean up the mess. It's fine.
I'm still here, so apparently not. Anyway!
Oof.
What are we doing?
Talking about Supernatural shit.
Joker. That's not what I meant.
So, what comes to your mind?
I don't know. Just more memories, I guess, when you're like, you know, you're when you can't, you don't really understand what's going on, but like, you've got questions, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're a little kid, and you, like, you understand something's wrong, something's different. No, I guess not so much wrong, but just,
well,
not the way it should be. Not that it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're not scared, you're more curious, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's most of, like, interactions from when I was a kid, that's what comes to mind when I think of Supernatural. What about you, Danny?
Things that aren't supposed to happen. I say in a very human way, I guess. Like, humans as creatures.
Humans as creatures.
Are very notorious for not liking strange things.
You know, unless you're
Thin.
We're enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. And I think it's just things that aren't normally supposed to happen. Or we would interpret as happen often.
Right. Insert Men in Black reference.
Do you know the definition of supernatural?
I do not. Will you enlighten me?
the manifestation or event attributed to some for... Sammy, please.
Don't eat the script. I'm bad enough as it is. Come on.
Event attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding or the laws of nature.
Oh, so just creepy shit.
Spooky shit. Yes. Do you have any, like...
Nope.
You okay there?
No.
This is a cry for help. Send help immediately.
I need the help.
That wasn't me choking on cotton candy. I don't know what you're talking about.
In case you couldn't feel that very menacing glare, it happened in real time. You were here with us.
So, this is a topic that most people either don't talk about or have very mixed views.
Mm-hmm. Or both. So.
That as well. Why do you think that is?
Probably because just in denial. Because with questioning that comes believing in something. And not many people want to believe in something. You know what I mean? Because then they have to follow that. They have restrictions on their life. They have certain ways they have to view what happened instead of just going about their business. You know what I mean?
So, say... just sitting alone last night in this exact spot, door
great.
Open.
Love it. Love it.
I saw, like, you know, the crack whenever you open up the door, there's a little crack between the frame.
No.
Okay, smartass. Jesus. I was over on the opposite side of this table.
Right.
Sitting in one of these chairs. Mm-hmm. And I was just playing on my phone. And I see something very tall and white just move by the crack of the door real fast.
What's up? New Marvel movie. What's up?
I fucking wish.
Me too. But I wouldn't have been late today.
But, yeah, it crossed by the door really fast.
Yeah.
But it didn't come in here, in this section.
What the fuck with you?
And so, yeah, me, being that basic-ass white bitch in every horror movie, was like, what's that? And get up and look on the opposite side. No, all the lights were off on that side. So I willingly walked into the darkest, scariest part of this basement.
I love how you told me the story before. You invited me over, and we're just chilling here.
Why? Then we would not have anything to talk about. You know?
Yeah, and you know what's...
We're not dead yet.
Fuck, we are.
Physically, mentally, we are short-circuited.
Or some of us are just, you know, short.
That actually hurt. I feel personally attacked.
Because it was a personal attack.
Well, okay then.
Amy.
She is very invested in our talking right now.
And the... multiple nuggets that I gave her, and she is apparently not enough fucking foam.
So aggressive.
Sorry.
Me.
Fuck off, Taylor. I mean, name insert here, that's not someone that you can trace.
Inconspicuous hack.
She's like, what? I'm just a cute dog. What do you mean? Sammy!
Could you not throw up all over the carpet? Thank you, Sammy.
I hacked a lung on my fucking boot. Thanks.
So, I want to bring up the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
This stuff can be...
Sammy.
This stuff can be scary, entertainment to some. It's a deep hole, essentially due to their being... so much, and people love it, hate it, or don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, this crossed my mind whenever I wrote this down, was the fear of the unknown. So, like, look at religion and ghosts.
Right.
There's a lot of unknown whenever it comes to religion, like this higher power. You don't know the extent of their quote-unquote hand to reach you
right.
with.
Even if you read everything about any religion, you can know everything there is to humanly know about it and still have endless questions.
Yeah. So there's never final answers, it seems, in religion.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you look at, you know, supernatural... Excuse me, Jesus. That was disgusting. I just tasted so many nuggets and cotton candy.
No Dr. Pepper?
No. It was overrided by the nuggets. Yeah. And immense barbecue sauce. So, whenever it comes to supernatural, that in itself is all unknown. Mm-hmm. To normal people, I say.
Right.
Whenever you talk to me about cryptids, I know an alarming amount. And you, with more of, like, spiritual shit. You know
you
what
You
want to
go
mean.
In depth about it.
Whoa! I mean, this is what this
the
whole...
The books. I know more about the books of
yeah.
this topic.
You do know a lot more religion-based than I do, whereas I'm more spiritual-based. As in, like, ask me about Native
Just
American
call me
shit.
Tom Hanks in the Da Vinci Code. That's me.
Fuck off.
Hey, you're friends with it. It's from you, too. You know, yeah. You chose this.
I did. And I don't regret that.
Oh, God, all sweet on me. Fuck off.
Exactly. Fuck you.
I do know I love you.
Do you... I don't know. I just... I love asking these questions, like, what's so different compared to the, you know, the skinwalkers to something that's so religious-based? Like, if you look at Native American culture, like, cryptids are such a big thing, and nobody knows why. It's just bad spirits or whatever. They did something evil in their life, and it unlocked
Usually
something.
Usually cannibalism.
Yeah.
Great
pretty
things. Pretty fucked to me, you know? I mean, pretty blank.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, like, ghosts, some people... like, always attribute a dark spirit or to, like, a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not necessarily true.
Right, there's a difference there.
Yeah.
It can be two separate things, at least in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not God, I can't say.
Yeah, like, it's all in the title, like, there's a dark, malicious spirit. Demons are their own thing that are, like, beyond the malicious spirit. And
not
they're, like,
human.
Yeah.
Right.
So... whereas dark spirits could have been just a really mean-ass person in their past life. And then there's so many kinds of hauntings. Studying all of that, I was just like, Jesus Christ.
What's your opinion on, like, the whole... maybe not started out as a mean spirit, but was a spirit, was here for so long, and then just turned bad? You know what I mean?
I mean, that really... I feel like that's a loaded question. Because if you... have this view of, like, does the spirit have the ability to change its mind
right.
after it has passed?
Right.
Whereas, if it was, like, a little kid, and then right before they died, they suddenly had this terrible view.
Mm-hmm.
Say they became incredibly racist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pass on, they're stuck to whatever place they were, and then, you know... all these different people come by and they still have those racist tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if really a spirit could change their mind because they don't have experiences like we do, at least in my mind.
On this plane, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So who knows if they can? That'd be really cool if they could, but I highly doubt it because... from what I've learned, that spirits kind of have this all-encompassing knowledge. Like, how do some know your name?
Right.
How do some know, like, how old you are, what your parents' name was, and all of this, so...
different things they use against you, or for you, for,
yeah.
for them, all that. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean... if you gotta take so much into detail because it is essentially, yes, my dog just sneezed by sniffing dust over there. Sammy, what are you doing? You having a fun time over there?
Over there? Away from balls over there?
So.
Where you at?
Come
Chris
through.
Evans. Matt Damon. Oh. Have a party. Have to go to that party.
Chris Evans. Whatever party he's at, I'm going to. Do you think horror movies help all this? The speculation.
Segue. Beautiful. Love it.
Like, just how the supernatural is already a topic that most people don't even talk about.
Right. Especially if it's twisted intentionally to be, like, you know, horrifying. See, like, hence the word. But.
Yeah. So, like, people make movies off this, make it 10 times worse than it actually is. Mm-hmm. Sammy, I'm sorry, but you're breathing. You need to go. Go.
She's like, bitch. You need to go.
So.
God.
Like, this is a bad example. Yeah, that's my grandpa. Annabelle. Yes, Annabelle. So, not all dolls that are haunted, quote unquote, ooh, are bad.
Hitting a childhood.
Yeah.
Horror right there. You know, yeah, those, like, American Girl dolls? Mm. Oh my god, I wanted one so bad. And I wanted one, like, specifically for Christmas, because that's the time that I wanted it. And I don't know if anybody out there had one, but if you remember those, like, Just Like Me dolls that look exactly like you, that's what I wanted. That's what I got. Unfortunately, Christmas Eve, my brothers, bless them, love them, older brothers, decided that it was the night for my first horror movie. You know what horror movie that was?
What?
That was Child's Play. You know what Child's Play is about? Fucking killer doll. Like, I opened that. I swear to God, on Christmas Day, I'm looking at a doll that looks like me, and I'm crying my eyes out, and my mom doesn't know why, and then my brother just starts laughing. Like,
your family's
amazing. I still have that doll. Scared to get rid of it because it's going to come back and murder me.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So, it's in my. Every time I pass the closet, I know what's in. I get goosebumps. I'm not going to lie. I fucking hate it.
I can tell.
Struck a chord, man.
So. As I said, I'm sorry to go back from your story. It's just, it actually kind of flows into it. The spirit, if it does possess a doll, isn't always bad. Mm. So, seeing movies like Annabelle, you see a doll like that that's also not at all what the doll looks like. It's made to look creepy.
Right.
It's made to look scary as fuck. But
Hollywood.
Yeah. So, it's enhanced. So now, every time I pass by a doll, I'm like, fuck that. Fuck whoever made this. Fuck who sells it. I'm out.
Yeah.
And that just reminds me of the demon on the stairs scene.
That
got me. Or, like, whenever she's looking down the stairwell and his hand just comes out. And all
spoiler.
How is that a spoiler? It's such an aesthetically pleasing scene. Because it's
one of very few people who would agree with that. But I do agree with that. But
just because it's so, like, eerily done, I was so like, wow, whoever made that shot, give him a trophy. Yes, Sammy, those are my pants. So, yeah, I don't think, what was that, Until Dawn? Wendigos? Everybody has this, like, nobody understands the backstory necessarily of a Wendigo. Why are you breathing in my face, Sammy? Jesus, go. And stop. Calm down. It's not a party, I promise.
Oh, I'm doing that for you. Damn.
See, this is what you get for feeding my dog nuggets.
She was cute, and she deserves them for simply being such. So, yeah.
She's an asshole.
Me too.
As I was saying. So, I mean, we can talk more about Wendigos later on, but nobody saw that and was like, oh my god, Wendigos are fucking cool. Mm. When, like, me. Like, whenever I was first learning about a Wendigo, I thought it was incredibly cool because with Native American culture, there is always a reaction based off of your actions.
Right.
And the Wendigos, people chose to eat people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the payment for eating someone of your kind was to become
one.
Yeah, of this yeah. terrible creature that is doomed to roam the forest for fucking ever.
Wasn't it like you could go back to your tribe and tell them the truth and possibly, maybe, like, it was like a very slim chance of fixing it, or not telling them, going back and ending up, like, killing everybody you could, or eventually they would kill you.
Yeah, there's so many varieties and so many curses.
Well, what would you do if you were that? If you were a Wendigo, or becoming a Wendigo, would you go back and try to tell them to try to fix it on that slim chance that you'd be human again, or just say fuck it and eat everyone?
I feel like at that point of you becoming a Wendigo, you're going back to the animalistic tendencies, which is exactly what the curse is supposed
to do. But say, like, you were completely sound of mind. You know what I
if
mean?
If I was completely sound of mind, I wouldn't have eaten somebody.
Well, I mean, in the know. Choice of, like, you know you're either going to turn.
Okay, if I knew all of this was going to be due to me saying my friend looks like a snack and actually eating them like a snack.
Shit. Is that why you invited me over? Oh, God.
If you went back and told your tribe,
mm.
yes, I would eat you, by the way, because you are a snack.
Oh, fuck off.
Sorry, I heard you mutter something. I had to answer it.
Uh-huh.
And if you go back to your tribe and say, hey, I just fucking ate Jimmy. Like,
classic of Native American names.
Right. And
about Jimmy over there.
Essentially, they didn't take kindly to that. So you either... It really did depend on the tribe, but mm-hmm. you would either get killed. You know, they're like, well, you already fucking ate Jimmy over here, so you're gone. Like, right. you can't be around us.
Right.
Or you'd have to do some, like, another ritual-esque thing to ward off the evil spirit that overtakes your body
mm-hmm.
because you ate Jimmy. So...
Going back to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Go, Jimmy.
Jimmy is the
classic. That's too young. Too violent.
Well, sorry, I don't know a lot of Native American names. That's my bad. Even though my family is heavily Native American.
Right.
Yeah. My grandpa was just going on a tangent about how one of my ancestors, he found this cub when mm-hmm. he was heavily Native American, but he had enough white in him that he was accepted by both kinds
yeah,
of people.
Yeah, that's most of my dad's side of the family.
Mm-hmm. And he found this cub. And he, you know, figured, oh, the mom probably died.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts feeding this cub. And he takes care of it to the point where it's an adult. Sammy, you're interrupting her.
Cute, but like...
dead eye contact with me.
Anyway.
So, my grandpa was telling me the people he would come and visit would straight up see him arguing with this bear.
Brother bear who?
Exactly. And this bear would argue back. So this man and this bear would be arguing over something stupid like, you can't come into this house, and you just hear like, from the bear.
Meredith? Are you?
And so I just thought that story was so, like, it hit home. Because, you know, I sit here and argue with Sammy all the time.
Oh, sorry, guys. Hit you.
Can you not headbutt, please?
You're the one thing I want to do.
Well, wait until after we're done, okay?
That's not fun. Sammy! God. Those eyes, though. I can't stay mad at you. You're too cute. Don't cry.
So, of course, we're naming this quote-unquote episode... Supernatural.
No, not the show. I love the show.
Not the show. What are your thoughts?
I'm not hot enough to be Sam. I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
My thoughts?
First of all, Dean.
Oh.
Let's take a second to appreciate that. Stop headbutting your mic, please. With your stupid ass hat. It's not a baseball hat, so I can call it a stupid ass hat.
I'll just say, like, I will riot. Quiet. Anyway,
do you think the show Supernatural encompasses the supernatural in a good way? Whereas
encompasses? Maybe not. In a way that, like, I feel less people are upset to question things because it's becoming normal and more of, like, a pop culture type thing and just more people are, I don't know, used to it. The idea is floating around. Even if it's not accurate or way vamped up because of Hollywood, it's still, the main topic is still being brought up and still being somewhat normalized. You know what I mean?
So, what do you mean by that? Are there any, like, examples that you have?
From the show itself?
No, just how it's becoming more and more popular.
What do you, because it's got good ratings. What do you mean? Like, it's out there. More people are seeing it. More people are questioning.
I'm talking like creepypastas.
Mm-hmm.
Horror movies are becoming bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The extent of, like, research for the paranormal is more prevalent in, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it is a good way to, like, show bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I've seen of the show, and granted I haven't seen all of it, like, the first season, it's, like, an episode per, not cryptid, but, like, scary story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw the Scarecrow one. I thought, wasn't there a Wendigo one?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't do a good job of encompassing the Wendigo.
Right, it was more like the story I was telling you earlier about, like, you need to go back to your tribe and, like, try to fix yourself or just say screw it and eat everybody. Like, it has that kind of story, but it only gives, like, one side. And that's, there's so many variations of the Wendigo that it's, again, it's just Hollywood vamping it up for, you know, the show. Because it is a show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think it's still good because the topic's brought up. And, like, even if it's not necessarily thought about in a serious way, it's still, like, it still gets you thinking. Because you're like, but what if? You know what I mean? What if that happened? What if, like, we got in the woods and something like that would happen? What is it?
That'd be our luck. Or no, it wouldn't be our luck because we're so knowledgeable about these things that we will never have a good paranormal experience ever again.
Oh, damn. That bummed me out.
Unless we go to, like, I don't know, like, what is it?
Hell?
Well,
party.
Stuff
in your face with cotton candy again.
Stop. I know I have a problem. Stop telling people about it. I will get help.
I don't got it. Your mouth does it. And you're like, huh? What? Ew. Even those noises bothered me. I'm so sorry.
This isn't an ASMR channel. Thank you.
Mouth sounds. You like it.
See, I like ASMR, but I like not mouth sounds. You know, like, whenever people will just straight up lick the ear microphones? I'm like, ugh.
I don't, and I don't want to.
Yeah, no. Anyway, that tickles. Don't come over to me. No. Creepypastas.
Oh.
In my old black dress up and heavily done eyeliner.
What do you mean? I'm not wearing too much red eyeshadow. I'm not pretending to be nobody. You're just saying no. Insert MCR t-shirts and
that one G
minor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Lone emo tear.
Not going down the road. Stuck in my head. Fuck.
This ain't no blood on the dance floor shit.
Oh, God. Let's move on from that, please.
So, since it's relevant in updated culture,
mm-hmm.
I will say, do you think people have become more superstitious because of it?
I don't think so much superstitious. If anything, I think it's made people almost more ignorant because it's so popular and, like, out there. They're like, oh, you just got that because it's from that show. You just got that because that's from that one book. That's not, like, a real thing. That's just from this one thing that everybody knows about. That's not real. You know what I mean? Like, because it was in fiction, most people believe it's purely fiction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally see that. What a great way to put that.
Thanks. Thanks, Mom. Gold star.
I mean, yeah, people in general are just kind of, like you said, ignorant to the certain things, mm-hmm. because it's like...
A lot of it, I think, it's by choice as well, because mm-hmm. it takes time to question things, and people have their life, they have their job, they have things to do, they don't want to be distracted by things that will take away from that, because they're already busy, they're already trying to live their life, and it's not affecting them now, so why would they let it affect them to take up more of their time? You know what I mean?
You know, you say that until a demon busts into your front door and says, hey, bitch!
Out the door! Damn it!
Or you're just walking along in the woods and then all of a sudden...
Damn it!
Yeah, I left handprints all over your windows. Maybe. I can't grab anything, but I can leave handprints on everything.
Oh, I fucking hate that movie. God! That were like, they can walk through walls, but some reason when you lock yourself in a room, I can't fucking open it. You know what I mean?
You gotta just aggressively turn a door handle to freak right. the fuck out. It's like, oh, God, God damn it.
It's like, this particular wood, I'm not good at going through. How'd you know? Oak, isn't it? Is it oak? Fuck.
I feel like that'd be us as ghosts, just walking through, stub each other's toes on like the one item in the entire house, and you just hear a fuck! And they're all like, what the
hell? Everybody wakes up like, what the hell was that? Sorry, meant to go to the house next door. And not how you guys met. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
My bad.
Sorry. Thought this was the Smiths, not the Ryans. Might be.
Yeah. Back.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you think about ghosts? Just in general.
It's such an artistic way to put that.
What do you think about ghosts? Yeah, because, like we were just saying, some ghosts have limitations, whereas others don't. Like, some are viewed as more powerful, and, like, ghosts in themselves are just so...
Like, from a religious standpoint, coming from someone who just grew up being very questionable, just who I was raised by, made me question everything, was really upset I didn't question everything, because he wanted me to know everything that I could, but also figure it out on my own. And the way he always put it was, a lot of religions say, like, once you're gone here, you're somewhere else. You're not on this planet or this plane anymore. And that could mean so many variations of so many things, but in a way, I believe, like, you as a person... My, like, day-to-day, my opinion changes if you can be a spirit or a ghost, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I think a lot of it is there may be other things that knew that person and kind of take on that persona to try to, like, persuade the way you think. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it may not necessarily be that person, in my opinion. But at the same time, that changes all the time. Because the more I think about it, the more confused I get. And just when I think I figured it out, I get more confused. Yep. So...
Yep.
But I think it's very possible either way, but I don't necessarily believe that it's that person. Like, that's not your cousin Joey from down the block. It may be something putting on Joey's persona to try to get you to believe it's in. For some reason, I'll leave that up to you.
It's
you
not Jimmy, I mean? The eating...
No, it's American. Joey. Brings pasta to every fucking family event. Yeah. Eats it all himself. You know what I mean?
Like, don't mind me, just in the corner.
Died of a heart attack at like 32. You know what I mean? That guy.
That's not my future. I don't know what is. That pasta is just so fucking good. I mean, you can't not eat it. Amazing, especially Joey makes it.
Why do you think Joey eats it all? That's why he's dead at 32. Anyway.
So. Where would you like this podcast to go? Like, what is your reasoning behind agreeing to sit down with me for unlimited amounts of time talking about ghosts, ghouls, spirits, witches, demons, angels?
And Sammy, like many.
And Sammy, thoroughly enjoying the smell of whatever the hell you're wearing.
Other dogs, because I work at a fucking kennel.
Yeah.
can't help it. But, my reasoning is just, other than the fact that I do love you, believe it or not. I know I'm an asshole, but I do. Mm-hmm. And, I've got questions. I don't think anybody ever fully answers their own questions. I feel like even if you do, you come up with 10 more in its place. And, I like thinking about it. Because I don't like going along and just pretending I don't... I'm not aware of things that are off, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't like walking around ignoring a huge part of what I believe the world to be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I totally...
And most people, no disrespect to anybody, but most people don't agree and they don't want to talk about it.
Because they're... I feel like some people... they actually knew half the stuff that, like, went into it. Like, I don't care for, like, just walking through the woods and seeing this scary-ass creature coming at me trying to eat my face off. And the reason why I'm so into the occult is just the fact that everything seems to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when dealing with Native American things and, you know, just spiritually, everything kind of makes sense if you actually have the time to look at all the connections.
Right.
So, like, you die and say it's a residual haunting.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in this place because you spent so much of your life there, or something dramatic happened to keep you there.
Right.
Or you have still some sort of purpose, and it's so cool to think about, like, what would you do as a ghost? Would you teabag everybody? Would you break shit?
Scream
would
you? At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Would you scare the animals? Would
like
you party with the
hardcore,
animals?
Like, little monsters just up all night pranking people and say my piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have a big purpose. I just want them to be thinking.
I just want to rub my ghost balls on your dick of a dad's face and just be like, yeah. Party with the animals, of course. Give them treats, and then they'll be like, oh my god, this dog or cat keeps getting into its treats, and it's like, nope, that's just Danny the ghost.
Hooking spot up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Sammy's jealous. She's looking at me like, who the hell's spot, and why is she getting my treats?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sammy. You know I love you. You're gonna eat all my nuggets. It's fine.
If she shits all over the place, I seriously am gonna call you up at an ungodly hour of the night.
You can call. Doesn't mean I'm getting my ass up.
I mean, I feel like being a ghost would be so cool. You know how people have, like, out-of-body experiences?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what if I could just do whatever I wanted? But then again...
comes with things like the people you love don't have you. You don't have them, other than, like, I guess, in a weird way to put it, watching them.
But, okay. If you're going at it from a really religious standpoint of, like, guardian angels and shit, they have you, just not, like, the touch. Like, the little hand motion I did.
It's beautiful. Very spastic.
So, yeah, I think, like, just... What, you like me playing with her paw?
I do. She does not seem to enjoy it as much as I do, though.
She puts her paws on me. I put my feet on her.
Just sticky mitts off her.
Yeah.
She listen.
Anyway. She's just like, but hey, there's also me. And the fact that, like, ghosts and babies can see shit, we can't.
Oh my god. I know, I felt like a freaking lunatic when I was a kid. My goodness.
Yeah, lots of stories. Sorry, I'm moving my cotton candy. This is not an issue. So many ghost stories from whenever I was younger.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One thing that I learned was ghosts are very, like, even as an adult, if you're just going through probably one of the shittiest parts of your life, the chances of, like, things latching onto you mm-hmm. are so much higher than if you're just going through your day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And babies and animals are, you know, they don't seem to get things latched onto them mm-hmm. because they're so, like, open to things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you never really hear about, like, a quote-unquote demon or malicious spirit latching onto, an, like, a dog mm-hmm. and just leaving scratches all over. No. The dog's not, like, it's a dog. It's not gonna bite it. It's not gonna, like, yeah. It's just chilling. Mm-hmm. So is a baby.
I get you. Yeah.
So, like, carry a baby with you at all times and just
right, yes.
watch for ghosts.
Have you ever seen like that? Like, online, like, carry your cat as, like, a, like, an evil spirit shield.
Have one of those, like, what are those things you carry your baby on your chest for? Like, what are they called?
Baby carrier? I don't know.
I feel like a baby carrier
not a mother,
is kind
I don't
of, like,
know.
The thing you put in the car seat. It's very similar to that, a baby carrier. Anyways, just imagine me rolling around with one of those. Sammy strapped to my chest. I would have abs for days because she's heavy
as hell.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, that's a big-ass fucking baby.
She's quite hairy,
all
too.
All those. Oh, God.
Yeah. If Bunny would stop feeding Sammy
Bunny
nuggets.
Will never stop feeding Sammy nuggets because Sammy deserves all the nuggets and she's winked at me. She fucking agrees. Right, Sammy? Hell yeah.
So, superstition.
Yeah.
I keep saying so. Going back to that, like, whenever, again, like, severely religious people, you see crosses everywhere in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, even if there is paranormal activity in what they see as ungodly creatures, like, do you think superstition is almost embedded in us in, like, the simplest ways because of, like, religion? With Christianity, you hang a cross on the wall. With one religion, I forget what which one it is, but you burn sage, like, weekly in your house.
It's a native, but I don't know. It's in a lot of them.
Yeah. It's in, like, Indian cultures mm-hmm. where, you know, they burn incense. Also, Egyptian cultures. Sorry, what was that?
The hiccups.
But they burn incense to initiate things, to, like, mm-hmm. cleanse real quick before they start things. They, you know, it's a very good way to open up things.
Mm-hmm.
So, superstition. Do you know the definition of superstition?
I don't know the definition of jack shit.
That's a mood. It is a quote-unquote widely held but unjustified belief in supernatural learning to certain consequences of an action or event or a practice belief based on such occurrences. So, essentially, something happened long ago, and because of that one thing that happened long ago, people now, I don't know, what's a superstition? Don't break mirrors, don't walk under ladders, don't split the pole whenever you're walking. You purposely go out of your way to split the pole.
Bring it on.
I know you like dancing around poles, Brit.
Oh, God.
But
only for you.
And bunny ears too.
Oh, you bet. You like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't turn it down. I need a stripper pole down here.
Yeah, you do.
Well, if I open up the middle section there, it's gonna be fucking perfect.
What did the podcast turn into?
Bunny and Danny, you back at it again. Fucking tie it on a pole.
Busting my ears in the background. Fuck. That's sexy.
Yes. Oh, I would pay God. To see that. You know I would too.
It's just like
different biting it.
Different kind, like for every time you bust your ass you get $5.
Yeah.
Pays for the medical bills. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, aren't you loaded? Don't you like dance or something?
That's why you need life insurance.
See, I don't need life insurance, I need I'm a dumbass insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. If only that was a thing.
That used to be a thing. I'd actually sincerely get that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Are you supernatural at all?
Am I supernatural?
Not supernatural. Superstitious
I'm
at all.
I'm say, like, baby.
You are out of this world.
Oh, fuck. Ah! Insert. Tom DeLonge. Stay there. What'd you say? What? Alien? Huh?
Sammy, calm down, please. Just go. You're so heavy. Are you superstitious, Bunny?
I don't know, because I think superstitious, like, that word kind of comes with a little bit of fear. Not so much fearful as I am just very, very, very amused. Okay. Very, like, I want to know. Like, I'm curious. Like, I want to know.
Yeah, both the definitions of supernatural and superstitious, I feel, are viewed as very negative. Mm. Like, I've always viewed this as similar to, essentially, faith, mm-hmm. considering they're both beliefs. Mm-hmm. So, again, because I majority know about the Christian religion, because I have so much family that were Christians, is there's a fear, and then there's also believing that, well, the faith side is... It's viewed as a positive. It gives you something to look for. God, you're a mouth breather.
Oh, Samuel's like, I'm not even fucking getting yelled at.
No,
shit
she's
I ain't
just
doing
over here
again.
Panting. Oops, oh. Snoop. So yeah, in faith, it seems very positive. Whereas you can have faith in a lot of things. You can have faith in a friendship. Mm-hmm. As we both know, excuse me, Sammy.
You've been hurt. <I'm gonna laughs>
Who hurt you, Sammy? Who hurt you? Yeah.
You.
Is that so?
Give me that last nug.
It's abuse for not giving my dog nuggets so she doesn't shit all over the floor.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
See, look, she keeps putting her paw on top of me.
He's like, no, I'm a top.
Watch. Watch. See?
Mm.
No.
Mom, anyway.
Does it. So if... I feel like faith isn't exactly the correct word we could use. Just because you can't have faith in so many things. But that's viewed as positive. So what's the difference between faith and superstition? It's like... Whenever I hear superstition, I hear like... people being cautious of something mm-hmm. because it has bad occurrences. Whereas
like faith is more similar to hope, as in like you just believe in something and
I mean I can trust have
faith. That it will have a good outcome.
Yeah, like if I accidentally cross under a ladder, an mm-hmm. open ladder, mm-hmm. or break 10 mirrors, I have faith that my bad luck is already so bad, it's not going to affect it. My life is already burning in flames. Please. It's just going to be like a little water squirt on it. Like, yeah. So, mm-hmm. very similar to that. And, again, superstition with, like, religion mm-hmm. is very prevalent, but they don't talk about it very much. Like,
And that's slowly changing with, like, it becoming more of, like, again, like a pop culture hot topic. You know, but I think a lot of it just comes back to people in truth just don't want to know because that takes time, that takes effort, that takes energy. People would rather use that for something that they know they would enjoy instead of questioning themselves and maybe finding something out that they don't like. There's a lot of things that I was curious about,
yeah.
And looking back on it, like, I'm not disappointed that I know it, but it's definitely not a positive thing, you know?
Yeah.
And to take that gamble that it could be good or bad, a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like it.
So, yes, I see that look you're giving me, Sam. Like, superstition, I actually heard this story from whenever I was away for those 2 months, is it was raining while it was sunny outside. Mm-hmm. And this very Dominican girl was like, in Dominican culture, this means a witch is getting married today. Mm-hmm. So it's a superstition that a witch is getting married today, so like nature's celebrating all this, but it's not viewed as negative in any way. Like, somebody's mm-hmm. just getting married, right. And they happen to be in touch with nature. Mm-hmm. So nature's just like, fuck yeah, girl, get some.
Leave tree hauling at you.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Like, just looking at, what are some other superstitions? I can't really think of any. Besides the black cat crossing your path.
Which isn't even true. It's supposed to be good luck. I'm sure most people know have heard that by now, but.
Yeah. Like, it's, yeah. And if I see a black cat, I'm not letting it cross me. I'm picking it up and cuddling it.
It's like, you are not mine. We are best friends. Hello.
Exactly.
It's like, so. Bad luck, good luck. You have a cat now. Bite me.
There is also the superstition of covering your mirrors at night.
Are you not supposed to do that? What?
I don't cover that mirror up, which creeps me out because what I'm going to continue
saying
is, I heard
you're not supposed to sleep in front of them. That's the only superstition I've heard.
Because portals are viewed as mirrors
right.
to the other side.
Right.
So people cover up mirrors when they sleep, and that when a person dies, mm-hmm. that is a big time. They cover mirrors and all pictures of them. And, you know, or just like for like 24 hours, you can't move any of this because something could come back, take the form of this person that just died, and wreak havoc.
Right.
And yeah, the sleeping in front of them is just supposed to be like something's coming through and stealing your soul. And
that's one of those, you know.
Yeah. Is that not a normal weekend activity? Shit.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a judgment-free zone.
This is
pointless. You got wrong.
So, there's things like that. I know. Yeah. So, why do you cover your mirrors at night?
I've got a weird thing. I don't like seeing things that are, like, real, but a copy of it on the side. I don't know. Like, have you ever, like, looked in the mirror and, like, looked at your own eyes for a long period of time and just,
Did I
like,
tell you the last time that happened?
What? Did it blink it? It's fucking blinking.
No.
But I was like,
no.
Who's it?
It's Woo! Almost as freaky, though.
Oh.
So I was looking. It was right whenever the eye thing happened. Mm-hmm. I got, like, an infected tear duct, and it was just starting to happen. And I was in the basement of my... It's not even the basement of my work. It's, like, the ground floor of my work that nobody goes to. Mm-hmm. And I'm in this bathroom that they, like, clean once a week, but nobody goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly for just like the like background crew.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're moving around so much around this building that they don't really go to that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I hide. So just me sitting in there checking out my eye. I'm leaning forward, so I'm like face to face with the mirror, and I'm looking at my tear duct, and then all of a sudden I look directly at myself. And then just heavy nosebleed.
Oh.
And I'm just sitting there. And I take a step back. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like looking around for tissues, but I can't find any. So I have to go into the bathroom stall. Because it is like, there's like 3 stalls in this bathroom. 1 handicap, 2 tinier ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back and I'm like cleaning up. And it's just flowing. Like, I need help. I'm bleeding out, kind of flowing.
Oh, God.
It's not, it wasn't that bad. I'm over-exaggerating. And
remember with some Kleenex? Hey!
You would have had nightmares if I had told you this, which you're probably going to have nightmares now, but it's fine.
I don't really dream. You know that.
And, oh, dreams are a whole nother supernatural thing.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later, too. It was just so weird because of the timing of it. And, yeah, it was... it was one of those moments where it's just like, oh no, what did I do?
This is dying. Goodbye.
You know, you can always hope to just die and not.
Yeah. I mean, I would never expect your last words to be anything other than what? What the fuck?
Or, hey yo, give me those nuggets.
No. Where the cotton candy at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's like,
I will always.
Can I blow something up real quick? Real quick? We don't have time.
Burning match. Coffee, please.
Yes. Oh, my Aries know what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a disapproving scoff?
No, I'm just like, you're probably going to light another match here very soon, and it's going to smell
ooh,
like...
Ooh, I forgot about those. Don't take them from me. I'm not a child. There's a lighter over there, too. Watch out.
Where's the... Oh. It's like, shit, where's the lighter? Fuck. Well, we'll play with lighters. Not lighters. Matches. Later. Hopefully. And not destroy the basement that I spent forever cleaning and painting.
Give you a good picture there.
Yeah.
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 Riveting conversation. Whoa.
Honestly, yes. Like, would you... Same. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Anyways,
all the ways.
Tying back into what we were talking about. Sensitives, ghost shows, ghost hunters, mediums, physics, and all of the people who seem to live for finding evidence that proves the fact that the supernatural world is real. So, what do you think about all these sensitives, and as I just read off the list of ghost shows, ghost hunters, mediums, physics.
I mean, as much as I love Zach Baggins, I know.
Okay, one of his cameramen came out and said half the shit was fake.
Oh, that's
so,
what I was about to say. Yeah. Like, it's Hollywood. It's a show. They don't get all that money. They don't buy all that shit from their good ratings, like, alone. Like, it's Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, it, come on, like, even reality TV, is it real, you know what I mean? Like, it's not real. It's, even if it's part of it's real, for, like, every, like, whisper in the wind, there's, like, 40, no, that was just a fucking dude, he knocked over a lamp. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. The one episode, I believe, was completely real, was the first one that actually got their show famous, was they were in this basement, and then all of a sudden this board starts, like, flying up. It's, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, like, the first episode. Mm-hmm. And then this brick comes flying across the thing, but it comes from a place that's actually on camera. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about throwing bricks, which we do, it takes a lot of effort, and the way they could have done that would have required a lot more. And the video wasn't badly done, mm-hmm. which makes me think, like, oh, maybe it wasn't all mm-hmm. special effects.
And not, no disrespect to them, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of them do believe, or whatever. I mean, I don't think they would spend this much of their life in this, like, in that industry if they didn't believe it on some level.
Yeah, like,
but again, just amped up for Hollywood, because, I mean, they do it to make a living. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
People want to be entertained.
Yes.
Like, if they only catch, like, a few things every season, nobody would tune in. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and, like, you can tell Zach Baggins, he's definitely a businessman, but he still believes in such a thing because he made a whole museum dedicated to, like, the most haunted
events. It's great. Like, and that's, really? Yeah.
I wanted to go. Why didn't you,
like,
take me?
I was, like, 12. Let's go again. Road trip.
Fuck yeah. Only that's too far. I don't want to drive that much.
I got you. But
ghost
but yeah,
road
I mean,
trip.
Like, no, no disrespect to them. Like, I'm sure.
Let's go see. What is this? I don't know what that is. Is that Mothman? No, not this. This. I don't know what this is.
Mothman.
You're breathing on me again, Sammy. Stop it.
Yeah.
There's a Mothman. Mothman Museum.
Goes into choir.
Speaking's hard. I'm sorry.
What's English? What?
And so obviously, like, do you remember the show Paranormal State?
No.
Really? That was, like, me and my mom's
Ooh,
show.
We're friends now. Wait. Amy.
And, yeah, it was very, cool to, like, watch the show because it, in a way, was very ignorant to some of the things that it was showing, but awesome in others.
Right.
And, so, like, we can go into detail later on about demons, but if you say a demon's name out loud, mm-hmm. it automatically opens it up to you.
Right.
And so it would be flashing the letters of this demon's name on the screen. And I only saw this one episode, and my mom got pissed off, because she was like, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, I know the demon's name,
mm-hmm.
and you can't say it, because, you know, it, you don't want a demon in that tiny-ass apartment. And so, like, all these things are just, there's so many little tidbits, and... But that's why we're doing this.
I'm so damn curious. I don't know. Like, so I wish I knew, but at the same time, I wish I didn't, because how boring.
Yeah. So, next quote-unquote episode. What do you even call an episode for a podcast? I don't
fun
know.
Fun fucking time.
Well...
Fun fucking time number one. Next week, oh. Fun fucking time number two.
Yeah. I just popped my back in like 10 different places. Hello.
Not even the high score. Anyway, moving on.
Essentially, we're doing this because we want to learn as well as sharing what we know with everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah,
help us almost answer some question and come up with millions more, please. Because I'm sure that is how it will continue to work, because that's just how people are. But
yep. Any last words?
Peace.
Beautiful.